Peter Hain, Britain's Europe Minister, has given a remarkably detailed timetable for Britain's entry to the euro, but he's given it to the French. Mr. Hain, who has a brief to speak up for the euro, has curiously declined to do so on this programme or any other programme this morning, but he did speak to the Parisian newspaper Le Figaro and proposed the idea of a referendum here next spring with the abandonment of sterling as early as 2005. I am not saying that the euro is inevitable, Mr. Hain is quoted as saying, but the alternative to its adoption is an isolation which is anything but splendid. The minister's interview may well cause much irritation at the Treasury, where Gordon Brown has set himself up as the guardian of the economic tests and thus of any possible referendum timetable. How are members of Mr. Hain's own party interpreting his latest euro charge? Ian Gibson is one of the Labour MPs who signed a letter at the end of last year proclaiming that the to-ing and fro-ing on the euro was a distraction from domestic policy. Bill Rammell is also a Labour MP and he's chair of the Labour movement in Europe. Bill Rammell, does Mr. Hain's interview, does it look to you like a realistic timetable?
Possibly. The key issue is, and Peter set this out clearly, that we've still got to meet the criteria for entry, and there's absolute unanimity on that issue within the government. But I think what Peter is doing is quite rightly doing his job of promoting the principle of Britain's membership of the European single currency. But he's also rightly highlighting the danger of long-term isolation outside of the euro, which undoubtedly would damage Britain's interests. The impact that we're already seeing on British manufacturing jobs, the impact on inward investment, and our influence within the European Union. And I think what Peter is saying is part of a wider government articulation of the case for the euro that frankly has been happening since September or October. Right. And I think that is welcome. And that's beginning to have an impact on public opinion, where certainly since Christmas there is movement in support of Britain's entry.
Ian Gibson, if this timetable were correct, then that would mean that next year, and indeed in the run-up to next year really, there'd have to be a lot of government effort devoted to winning a referendum, and that presumably, in your view, would be distraction from dealing with the public services.
Well, yes, I mean, that obviously is a clear priority and lots of work to be done there. And let's get it straight. I mean, I'm not against euro in the long term. I mean, I sit on a European Standing Committee and look at directives and so on, and it's quite interesting. But I must say they're all, as we say in Norfolk, on the hot at the minute. They're shooting from the hip. There's no clear arguments being made for or against. And I will stick with the Treasury and its economic assessment of it, which are quite clear, the targets, the five of them, and we should wait for that moment rather than rush a public who are more concerned, I must say, about public services and getting that right than euro at this stage.